Don't tell your wife about this game. You can do anything in this game. All your wildest fantasies you can play now. This is the sexiest game. There are times in a life that you're living in tandem, and it's best to keep some secrets unshown. There are games that your wife, well, she won't understand them, so I guess you've got to play them alone. And the controls are precise, and the gameplay loop feels so nice, and you'll find you won't mind the experience grind, cause it's well-defined and concise, and it'll remind you of all the games you and your wife used to play. But that time has died, cause you haven't tried in 2 years, so why start today? Don't tell your wife about this game. You can do anything in this game. All your wildest fantasies you can play now. This is the sexiest game. Your hero grows with all the choices you make. By the end game, you'll feel so strong. And the in-app purchases are not pay to win. And you've been taking her for granted, relationship disenchanted, haven't had a real talk in so long. All the intact hurt just makes the love feel too thin. Because when you said I do, you didn't do it with enough follow through. And though the match has been made, the text that's displayed says you're still in the queue. And you will find any explanation to keep your mind from the truth. The truth that you better have treated your better half better, but you're too sad. The truth that you used to laugh together when you saw a very bad mobile game ad. And you refuse to look up a guide cause you think you're way too smart. And the build that you built together is falling apart. And you wanna go back to a previous save, but you're too proud to restart. Cause it'll just break her heart.